Well, hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo, and it's Friday, the 26th of July, I believe. And it's 11 a.m, and I'm at our local Bathgate railway station. And why am I here? Because I'm going to meet someone. Well, I'm not going to meet someone. I'm going to meet two people. And I'll tell you who they are in a wee bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up and stand at the top of the bridge that crosses the rails and watch for the train coming in. And that will be the train that's just approaching. I can't see it yet. And I'm going to meet two people who've had a hectic day travelling. And I'm sure that they'll be refreshed now. And I'm going to meet them. And we're going to spend an hour or so together and have a wee blether about things. So here's hoping. It's very sunny just now. Sunny and warm and dry. And it looks like it's going to be a lovely day. Maybe we'll get the odd shower. But I'm sure that they'll be quite happy with that, considering the fact that they were, well, let's just say, held up due to weather yesterday. And the train is in. And so I have to now watch for my friends. And do hope that they actually get off the train at this stop. So maybe best if I go across to the landing platform and watch for them coming off. But I'm sure I'll recognise them anyway. So, who's getting off where? Well, they should be coming off that train now. And if they're not getting off that train, I see them now. I spotted them, and it's everything looks great for a meet.
Hey, we are in Bathgate.
Do you want to see that again? Now that I've started recording. Okay, so Nama. Introduce yourself and tell everybody what you're doing on your birthday.
Well, I'm seeing you, which is unbelievable. As soon as we got off the train, it kind of hit me what we're doing.
So for listeners to Nama's Audio Boo, we are with McColgan on Audio Boo, who lives in Bathgate, West Lothian. That's where it is, isn't it?
That's a good enough pronunciation.
Tell us a bit about Bathgate.
That's not the pronunciation.
No?
Oh, yeah, well, just West Lothian.
Yes. West Lothian.
Bathgate. Right, okay, so, and I'll add a wee bit here and say that it's great to actually be sitting here in the Fairway Hotel in Bathgate having tea. Well, at least Nama and Jeff are having tea, and I'm having a half of Stella.
There you go.
Because I need a cold drink. But anyway, I just met Nama and Jeff. And Rosie, of course.
And
Rosie's here. At the train station, as mentioned at the start of this audio. And I was sweating a wee bit when I didn't see them getting off the train. But they got off the last carriage, which was great. And so now we've drifted over here to have a wee blether.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's, by the way, it is Nama's official birthday today. So if anybody listening wants to send Nama birthday greetings and sing, I don't think we will embarrass Nama by singing happy birthday here in this quiet wee bar, but we do wish her happy birthday. And I have to say, it's fantastic to actually meet people that we talk and call as friends on Audio Boo, to actually give them a hug and a handshake.
Yeah.
and just be here. It's great. Mm. So, Jeff, you wanted to know a wee bit about Bathgate.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Basically, it's a traditional market town. Way, way back, it was like Falkirk and a lot of other towns. It was a market town, was basically where the herdsmen, the cattle people, would bring their cattle, their horses, their sheep, and trade them down here. So there is no longer a market of any kind in Bathgate to do with farming, with any kind of creatures whatsoever. Although, where the car boot is that you've heard about many of the time, that is actually the grounds. It's a big car park now, but it's actually the grounds of the original Bathgate Market, as I knew it as a wee boy when we used to go along. We have our gallery is formed around the Newlands days, the proper title for it. And Newland was the former of this town called Bathgate. But in actual fact, if you go back in time, as I found out from an old gentleman that died a few years ago, who was a great fountain of knowledge, that used to be called Borland. And the reason it was called Borland, because it was heavily forested, and because it's on the side of the hills, there was a lot of wild boar.
Ah, right.
And so it was called Borland originally, but then obviously when Newland came along and he decided to make it a former town and to modernise it, it became Newlands a bit. He changed that to Bathgate. Now, if you could ask where the name Bathgate come from, I don't know. I've been here all those years and I've never bothered to check where the Bathgate came from. Of course, you can understand the gate part of things, because it was a gateway to other places.
Mm.
But the Bath, no, I don't know. But originally, when I was running about here, the population was about 12,000 people.
Mm.
Now, with the expansion of the big house in the States, I guess it's probably nearer 16,000, 18,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's still fairly much a, you know, small town. It's not a
big
smaller.
City. No,
it's a smaller town. It's not a big city.
It's pretty small, and shop-wise, although it does have precinct, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and there has been additionally new stores in the town, it's still classed as a small market-type town. We call it a market-type town because a market town is one where you go out and in the shops, if you know what I mean. So you have a precinct kind of street or something, whereas a shopping mall, once you go in, you're indoors, you know, whereas there isn't a shopping mall at all in Bathgate. Everything is what they call original and traditional shops.
I like those.
They're
much easier to get around if you can't see, because you can follow street fronts and all that stuff.
Well,
they're nicer anyway. It's more personal. It's always, you know, you get into a shop, you get to know the shop owners, and they say hello, and you say hello.
Yeah, I think you find you get friendly responses in these shopping malls. They tend to be a bit bland, you know. They tend to be standing there and hoping you're going to drift in and buy something from them.
Exactly.
The thing that's nice about Bathgate is that, I mean, we got on a train in the centre of Edinburgh. Presumably it wasn't an all-stops train, but it only took us 25 minutes to get out here. So you're in a town of 16,000, 18,000 people, but, you know, 20 minutes or less you can get to somewhere that's more populated if you need to buy something that's not
here. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what happened there was the train. When the train line was reopened a good number of years ago, we started to get an awful lot of people selling up from Edinburgh and coming out here and buying property here and then doing that 25-minute commute into Edinburgh. So that started to add to the housing, the population
value.
Explosion.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I can see why, because Edinburgh is so, it's lovely,
relentless.
But it's relentless, it's loud, it's
busy.
Know.
Yeah, and the parking is horrendous.
I can imagine,
sure it is.
Because it probably can't accommodate all the cars that drive in there every day.
They have Gestapo traffic wardens.
Oh,
I have to tell you that. Honest to God, it's so bad, it's unbelievable. You know, you daren't stop your wheels turning, or somebody's going to jump out and stick a sticker on your car.
Oh,
they are ruthless. And when you consider some places are charging £4 for a quarter an hour, you know, park your car for a quarter an hour, it's going to cost you £4.
Yeah, it's a bit like Tel Aviv in that.
Yeah, Tel Aviv is hideous.
Is it? Honestly.
Yeah.
You show up at someone's place and then you find to spend the next 20 minutes trying to figure out where to park.
No, it's like 3/4 of an hour someplace to abandon your car.
Oh, you know, we have all these wonderful apps on iPhones and devices, don't we? Why does somebody not come up with an app? You know, warden alert. You know.
Warden alert.
Yeah, yes.
Actually, speaking of apps, I have to say, and thanks to Janet for turning me on to the website called thetrainline.com, but they also have an app, and it's been invaluable for finding out information about trains. Yesterday when we were trying to decide whether we would take the coaches they were offering from Newcastle.
We would still be on our way from
Newcastle. Or catch the train. I thought, I'll install this app and see if I can find out when the trains will go and how long they'll take. And it's been invaluable, and I've been using it a lot last night and this morning, and it's just brilliant, and it's perfectly accessible, and it's really, really, really good, and it's free.
A free plug there for what was the train line?
The train line.
The train line.
An app called the train line, and it's
great.
Yeah,
and
great.
It's that's how we got to Edinburgh, because you know yesterday was a whole at the Newcastle airport we were kind of stranded, and we're like, oh, you know, kind of felt like, kind of reminded me of like victims of a shipwreck, and when everybody's stranded at the airport, people are like, what should we
helping
do?
Each other
helping each other, you know.
And there was some like Israeli tourists on our flight who must have done a similar trip to what we did,
and they
didn't
speak
know
English
on, so
that well.
Was
and they're like, what are
them.
We doing? What's going on? And so I heard them talking to each other and kind of not understanding exactly what was happening. And so I explained it to them as best I could. And they're like, oh, good, it's nice to meet a local that speaks Hebrew.
God, he's amazing.
A local, he's a tourist as well.
Amazing. Yeah. Usually what happens in a city is the first person you ask for directions is also a tourist. That's what usually happens.
Yes.
But that's okay, as long as I know.
But didn't it cost you a bit of money to get up here on the train?
It did, but...
First of all, we got, because of... we have these
blind,
internationally recognized blind cards, and so you get a third off.
Yeah, right. You can get the local concession, which is great. And
which
so,
is what other blind people
get.
Yeah,
it did cost a bit of money, but we would have had to do some, because the coaches would have taken us to Edinburgh Airport,
uh-huh.
So we would have had to get from there to the hotel, and which would have cost money and also taken a lot of time, and we thought... We figured that we probably got to the hotel at least an hour before we would have...
Probably more.
I would reckon more.
More because of all the traffic and the rain and
yeah,
stuff.
So
I don't think it would have taken them less than 3 hours to get to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
No, it's they'll tell you they can do Newcastle to Edinburgh Airport in 2 hours, and it's impossible to do it.
They were saying two and a half, 2:40, and I think it would be three.
Uh-huh.
Because... of the traffic.
Yeah, but even at that, you know, you're going to get bused to Edinburgh Airport, and then you'd have to wait on the courtesy bus to bring you back.
Yeah,
into
I'll get a taxi.
And they weren't exactly sure when the buses would come, because the airline was trying to organise buses
mm-hmm.
to take everybody. And
mm-hmm.
And so, as it was, we got to the hotel about just after 9:30, and we may not have gotten there till maybe 10:30, 11 or something. And so we thought it was worth plunking a bit of money down. And on the train we could get some food.
Yeah, that's
which was
right,
really
yeah.
important.
Yeah, yeah. I always find that with these when they dump you into buses when the plane or the train or whatever's off, is that there is no refreshments whatsoever.
No, I don't think there would be.
Jeff, there's another pot of tea there if you need more tea.
Ah.
Nama, would you like some more tea?
I'm good for now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Jeff, you can have it. It's there.
Jeff likes loads of sugar, by the way.
Yes.
Very sweet tooth.
Tiny wee cup
yeah.
that I put, yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
They're small packets of sugar.
Yeah.
They are small.
He's blaming the size of the packs of sugar now, right? Okay, so
okay.
Level. But it's there, so why not drink
I'll
it?
I'll have another cup of tea,
yeah.
Why not?
Are you sure, Nama?
It's good tea. That's good.
You sure you want some more?
Oh, go on then.
Yeah, we've talked about it. They're teaholics, by the way.
Yeah.
Twist.
Well, I'm also like coffee as well, but I don't know, here I feel like drinking tea.
Could we possibly get some more water?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And can I get it without lemon this time?
Oh, sorry, you should
that's
have said
right.
it.
No, it's, yeah, I forget to ask.
The water is lovely, actually.
The water is lovely, yeah.
It's from
Loch
Lomond.
From Loch Lomond.
Yes.
What is it, Loch Katrine? I can't remember now.
Funny when
Glasgow gets it from, I think we actually get it from Loch Katrine, you know, and Glasgow gets Loch Lomond, that's
okay.
where it is.
Oh, it's very good.
No.
It's like when we were deciding whether to get the train or the bus or whatever, it was like, you know, you take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Yes.
And I'll be in Edinburgh before
that's
you.
That's what I was singing all last night. I was singing, I'll be in Scotland before
you.
And tell me, did you record that for people, for our friends on audio? Did you record you singing that? No,
I think it was just thinking it. I mean, we were too tired to sing.
Well, actually, what I wanted to record, but I didn't want to stop.
We might do it when we come back.
Was this young man in front of the Waverley station playing the Highland Pipes.
Oh, yeah, you only
got it.
He was very good. I mean, you know, like the guy who was walking with us said, I've heard better, but I've heard worse.
Yeah.
You always get these, basically they've got a wee bonnet in front of them, so that if you want to toss some money their way, some of them are just students. And
well, this guy was pretty good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're good enough. I mean, they're good enough to deserve
it. It has such a natural... You know, it's funny how loud Edinburgh is with all the buses and cars and non-stop. And over everything, the bagpipes still are so, you know, it just sends right shivers through me. Like, it's so, it cuts through everything.
It's an amazing thing, actually. You know, it's you must have some Scots blood in you then.
I do.
You must have Scots blood if it's still those emotions.
I do have Scots blood.
Jeff actually does.
Yeah.
There are people on at least my mother's side that have some Scottish. Because my mum's maiden name was Spellman.
Spellman?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Scottish name.
Yeah, but you never know, because I'll be honest with you, even
but
over the years, we've found people, you know, in Bathgate that have got really unusual names, and they're the only person with that name in the whole town, and say it's a traditional
no,
Scottish
but
name.
Did say that,
no, but
they,
yeah, she did say there's some Scottish in
there. And I think, I don't know, places like Scotland and all the Celtic nations, really, I feel very connected to, so it must be some, either, I don't know if it's ancestral or just past life thing.
You never know what it is, but...
But it's... I was walking in Edinburgh, and I'm like, I've been here! I don't know why I know that I've been here, and of course I haven't, not in this lifetime, but...
There you go.
It's
in the blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's strange how it stirs emotions, because if you go out to the States, if you go to Canada, if you go to Australia, it's the exact same thing people say as soon as they hear bagpipes. It stirs some kind of emotion. Why? Because it's a noisy bugger.
If you're really close to it, yeah, but it just made me want to cry.
I've cried
so
many a time at the bagpipes.
Plaintive and powerful.
It used to watch on, I don't know whether they still show it, but it used to be a tradition every year on New Year's Day, the evening of New Year's Day, they would show on the TV the Edinburgh military tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is held in the summer, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's autumn. It's usually in the autumn.
Late summer, early autumn.
Yeah.
It's at Edinburgh Castle.
Aye.
Oh.
And you have, and there's a bit at the end where they have the lone piper up on the ramparts. And it's,
yeah, that's magical.
Because you've had a lot of like bands and pipes and drum bands, and then right near the end you have this lone piper.
No, there's something about one.
Just,
I mean, yeah, the drums and pipes together are all very, you know, impressive, but there's something about just one pipe.
Yeah, you see them way up on the castle, and it's just shivers.
Well, you see, you've got me shivering now. You've got me going down my back. You're kicking me off now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, goosebumps.
It used to be like a childhood tradition. My parents would always watch it, and I used to like to listen to that. And then they'd play Scotland the Brave at the end.
Well, that was tradition.